Pardon me, 8:46, 14 till 9. Tommy Tucker, WWL. We're joined by Meg Ferris, our good friend, WWL Louisiana reporter. How you doing, Meg?
Good morning, Tommy. I'm sorry for Florida, but yeah. I'm so happy this cool front came through. We can't take 20 feet storm surge here. So.
Do you know what the situation is in Tampa? I was trying to get a handle on that, Meg, because, you know, it's so hard to see. It's so hard to determine, rather, because you look at some video that people send out from here occasionally. It looks like the city's underwater when it's not. And I'm just wondering what the situation is in Tampa.
Yeah, I don't know specifically. I've heard from a bunch of my college friends who live all around that area from South Carolina down to Florida, and they all are doing okay, had a lot of rain. But I don't know specifically, you know, on that coastline, you know, how much storm surge there was.
And I know you deal with medicine and hospitals and so forth, and some pretty interesting video from, I think it was Tampa General Hospital, of a wall they put up. Do you see that or not?
I did not see that. I did not see that. But, I mean, look at what Baptist Hospital had to go through, you know, with Katrina, and keeping, you know, still have to continue working on patients no electricity and that type of thing.
I'm going to send this to you. It's pretty interesting because they built a wall that seemed to be holding. Anyway, let's talk about the piece you did on Channel 4 about artificial intelligence and doctors and electronic medical records. Some doctors that I've been to handle it a little better than others. Some of them spend a lot of time hunting and pecking on a computer. Talk about that.
Okay, so this is something new, Tommy. It's not just your electronic medical records, which we've had for many years, but what this is called ambient listening. So you go into the exam room and your doctor's sitting at the computer and he or she is typing what you're saying. I have these symptoms, those symptoms. And it's not an engagement, eye-to-eye engagement. And so what Ochsner did was they started a pilot program to try this out, started back in February, to try out in some primary care clinics ambient listening, where the doctor is not sitting there taking notes in a computer. The doctor is listening to you, engaging with you, but AI is listening to you, recording it all, taking all the voice, you know, activation in, and then at the end of the visit, summarizes it. Here are the symptoms. Here are the medicines the doctor wants to prescribe. Here's the physical therapy that's prescribed. Your next visit is in 2 weeks or whatever. And so that patients are saying in their surveys that they like this because they feel more engaged. But, you know, I think it's a personal thing. Do you always want something stored on a server somewhere where some of your symptoms, you're talking to the doctor, maybe in a general visit, maybe in a cardiology visit? Do you want it in your urology or OBGYN visit where you're maybe talking about sensitive sexual issues or something like that? I think each person's going to have to decide for him or herself. What do you think?
Well, I guess I'm just trying to figure out what's going on. So normally you go in to the doctor and the doctor talks to you and then he's taking notes to put in your chart, and right, normally before we get to what you're talking about. That's the way it works.
Yes, it's electronic.
I know your dad was Meg's dad delivered like just about 90% of the babies in New Orleans, for people that don't know. But anyway,
15,000. Yes, I know. Amazes me.
So what happens is the doctor's talking to the patient and the doctor is trying to encapsulate that what the patient tells them into a note that they put into the chart. Accurate?
Mm-hmm. Yes. And that electronic medical record is different from this AI listening, this ambient listening.
Right. So what this does is then the doctor is able to have a free-flowing conversation with the patient while AI captures it and puts it onto a hard drive somewhere?
And what it does is it gives a summary back to the doctor. Now, the doctor gets to edit that and correct any mistakes or add to it or subtract to it. And then that goes in your chart. You will get on your portal, your chart that you can pull up on your phone, you will get the more everyday language version of what the doctor said. I mean, sometimes I have to bring up, you know, pen and paper in to remind myself what questions to ask the doctor and then to write down, wait, what was I told? I have to do that, you know, take this every other day, you know, whatever. Mm-hmm. And so you get a summary, the doctor gets a summary, and you know how most technology makes us not engage with each other on a human level, eye to eye? This is supposed to help that, be the opposite of that. But look, a lot of technology is safe, is stored, but, you know, I've gotten things, oh, we had a breach of your bank. We had a breach of your cell phone. Your Social Security number's out there. So each person will get to decide, yes, doctor, turn this on, let me use it. Or no, doctor, I don't want you to use this while I'm in here.
Now, let me take a break. We'll pick it up when we come back. Okay. All right, Meg? Meg Ferris, our guest, WWL Louisiana reporter. And I'll ask the audience here at 504-260-1870, would you be concerned about that? Would you have a privacy issue? Somebody texted in, I think it's a good question. Well, it seems like it's already with the electronic records on a server somewhere. What's the difference? We'll find out when we come back. 852, 8 till 9, traffic now, WWL. 857, 3 till 9. Meg Ferris, when I saw you do this piece, I knew the audience would be interested in it. That's why I invited you on. Meg Ferris, WWL Louisiana reporter. Talking about artificial intelligence improving doctor-patient relationships and the privacy concerns. Some of the texts that are coming in, it's already stored on a server somewhere. Somebody else said all the information is going into the electronic medical records anyway, makes it more efficient, helps document something the doctor may miss. Also, many people worried about privacy while constantly on social media sites that you give permission to sell your personal information. Medical institutions, the doctors themselves, do they have any concerns about security here?
Okay, so to answer all those people text, mm-hmm. yes, they're all right, all of the above. Your electronic medical records are on a server in that hospital. Now, Ochsner says that this AI system is going through one of the most secure servers out there, and that's Amazon. So they say it's very safe, and to be clear, they say that vast majority of the patients in the pilot study did like this because it did make them connect more with the doctor and have a conversation. And it is all documented. And all that's good. The point is that each person will get to decide for him or herself in each visit, yes, you can turn it on. No, I don't want it on this time. I want to discuss something private. So it's just something, you know, nothing is good and nothing is bad. You can do good or bad with any technology, right?
All right, let me just jump in real quick. Would it be the kind of thing where, not to be indelicate, but it's like you're talking to the doctor and you inadvertently say something like, yeah, it reminded me of the time my brother-in-law had gonorrhea. And that inadvertently gets captured on the AI and then somehow it gets out there and then that would be something that normally would not be in a medical record? Or is, like, am I close to anything there or not?
Well, supposedly the summary that comes back to you is your symptoms, what you need to do, how to treat it, when your next visit is, what medications, a summary. So, I mean, that wouldn't necessarily be, you know, part of your history, but yes, everything you said is being taken in by the AI system and then summarized to help the doctor. So,
thank you, Meg. Appreciate your time as always. Have a good weekend.